May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1127. When Zion's sons, great God, appear in Zion's courts for praise and prayer, there in thy spirit deign to be as one with those who worship thee. Hymn 1127.
Thank you. Let us read Psalm 65 and then a portion from Paul's epistle to the Colossians. Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for my transgression, our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid of thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. We turn now to Paul's epistle to the Colossians and read a few verses from chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time, when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We'll leave the reading there. May the Lord bless his own word. May he grant prayer. O Lord, thou in whom we live, move, have our being, in whose hands are those brittle threads of our lives, mercifully remember us, as today once again we gather around thy holy word. Impart that spirit of true worship, we pray. May we be found on this thy day in the Spirit. Thy Spirit, Lord, prevent that of the flesh intruding. Leave us not in any way unto ourselves, this fallen creature, unholy, unholy, grant us. Even that renewing of spiritual strength, that rising up as upon eagle's wings. Grant faith, we pray, in exercise. Oh, may it not lie dormant, Lord. May there be that stretching forth. May we feel it, we pray, even this day. That drawing forth of the truth from that fullness which is in Christ. We pray for thy Spirit's work, the application of thy word, the remembrance of those things past, that leading by convincing of sin unto Jesus' precious blood, that taking of the things of Jesus. Oh, that it might be, Lord, we make our request. Oh, that it might be, those matters shall be attended to, that there may be that in our hearts that desires of that which we receive, even that good matter, touching the King of Kings. Leave us not to formality. We tremble at it. Leave us not, Lord, to mere denominational language. We fear it, but oh, grant us, hear us and speaker alike, that lifting up of the light of thy countenance upon us, and that measure of peace felt in our souls. Lord, we pray, thou wouldst remove the carking cares, the carking cares, so often overtake us. May, Lord, those matters that deeply concern us, those matters which have that spiritual content, oh, be laid at thy feet this day. Lord, there are those in affliction's pathway. We pray for them. Oh, that they may realize the good hand of their God upon them in these terrible things in righteousness. Those that have suffered loss, Lord, sanctify these things, we pray, and make them profitable unto their souls. Bless church and congregation here, we beseech thee. O Lord, we rejoice to see those around thy word, and many young, O Lord, with them. We would bear such unto thee. Lord, preserve from the influence of the world, which alas creeps even amongst the churches of the living God. O gracious God, work in their young hearts that which is well-pleasing in thy sight. Grant them the grace of humility. Help them in their measure to take up the cross and follow thee. Even thee, the despised Nazarene. Oh, may they, may we, oh, may we each be enabled to consider him that endured such contradiction against himself, lest we be wearied and faint in our minds. So help us, Lord, we pray. Oh, may, Lord, there be some consciousness wrought of thy Spirit, of the solemnity and sacredness of divine worship, and the blessings that flow from Gethsemane and Calvary. Lord, we would be found there by faith. The sufferings, those deep sufferings, we would consider them as enabled. And see there, in at the cross, the enormity of sin that demanded, such a sacrifice upon Calvary's tree. May all other things, Lord, recede. And may we be amongst those who hear those blessed words proclaimed, receive them by faith. It is finished. The work is done. We would rejoice. Praise waiteth for thee in Zion. Unto thee shall the vow be performed. Lord, make us willing in that day of thy power. So, Lord, bless this people. Remember them as concerning that supply of thy servants to minister the word unto them. Bless that provision. May it often be the gathering in these courts, the courts of the Lord, the sanctuary of the Most High, that they shall be satisfied with the favour of the Lord. So soften hearts, we pray. Lord, if there be the prodigals, whether they that have left or those that in heart depart from thee and resist thy power, may there be that coming again, that looking again. Lord, we thank thee for the gospel. We thank thee, Lord Jesus, for thy compassion. We often think of those words when he knew the price of pardon was his blood, he pity ne'er withdrew. Lord, grant us that grace. Risen with Christ, may we walk before thee and before the world in that uprightness of heart. Keep us, Lord. Keep us from ourselves, our own wretched nature. Keep us, we pray, from that which abounds in the world and that which is but fleshly religion. May we grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Hear prayer for Zion, the assemblies of thy people, many places, Lord, but twos and threes. Lord, replenish Zion, we pray, with those converts of thy Spirit, those turned around, seeing the folly of their ways, being brought again. Lord, we watch in as parents and grandparents. Lord, and they that minister in Zion, we watch for thine hand. May we yet see that wrought in thy name. Grant us the grace to continue in prayer. May we not become slack, slovenly, even in these spiritual things. Lord, as we ask, we realize how thou dost often answer such cries. Lord, we in our simplicity seek, but we pray that we may be enabled to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hear prayer, Lord, as we are enjoined in thy word to pray for those that rule over us, and the terrible difficulties that confront them. Lord, we pray that all may yet be overruled for good. May there be those raised up, even men of morality, integrity, to take those places of responsibility in this land. Lord, thou hast in years past heard such cries and given those answers of peace. We look again. May it be, Lord, that there shall be those that shall be so raised up that shall acknowledge thee and seek to rule in the fear of the Lord. Hear prayer, Lord, for our armed forces. Hear prayer, Lord, for those caught up in the conflict in other lands. Oh, preserve, Lord, from that anarchy which rages abroad and, alas, is found in upon the streets of our cities and towns. Oh, Lord, preserve unto us law and order, we beseech thee. Grant, let there may be. Oh, we do believe it lies at the very core of these troubles. May there be, Lord, that reverence for thy name, thy day, and thy truth. Now, Lord, will we fail in our asking? Do thou make up in giving? Oh, we often are so made aware of how we come short. Lord, if any feel to be forgotten, O Lord, do thou grant unto them that knowledge. Thou knowest. Thou knowest. So comfort them this day, we pray, and enable us, Lord, to turn to thy word and to glean in the gospel field. May we hear in the heavenly Boaz proclaim at mealtime, come thou hither. Lord, like Ruth, not like unto one of thine handmaidens, so we often feel, not like unto one of thy servants, Lord, is the burden of one's heart so frequently. Marks of grace I cannot see, all polluted is my breast. Lord, we long for that rest in Christ. So appear for us, we pray, may there be that gathering, Lord, even that beating out, may that which is spoken remain, and may it be that to the sufficing of our souls. Lord, we ask these mercies, along with every unmentioned favour, seeking the pardon of our every sin. Wilt thou accept the humble tribute of our tongues for thy mercies, which are indeed new every morning. So great is thy faithfulness. 'Tis of thy mercy. We're not consumed. Have mercy still. We plead for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 162. May we be enabled to sing this soberly and prayerfully. When on my beloved I gaze, so dazzling his beauties appear, his charm so transcendentally blaze, the sight is too melting to bear. When from my own vileness I turn to Jesus, exposed on the tree, with shame and with wonder I burn to think what he suffered for me. Hymn 162.
seeking the grace of dependence upon the Lord, we venture to the word you will find in Psalm 65, reading the second verse. Psalm 65, verse 2. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. The psalmist, the sweet psalmist of Israel, under divine leading, proclaims this great, wondrous declaration. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and he that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. The psalmist here is exercised before his God. The psalm reveals prayer along with thanksgiving. And there is that beautiful thread that runs throughout, even confession before God. We are enjoined in Scripture, casting all our care upon him, for he careth for you. Be careful for nothing. That doesn't indicate slackness, slothfulness. The word declares men ought always to pray and not to faint, but become not over anxious. Become not overwhelmed. What need we have to heed the word of exhortation in these things? Be careful for nothing, but in everything, those things small, those greater matters, those providential cares, those spiritual exercises, in everything, make known your requests unto God with thanksgiving. The psalmist then here doth join thanksgiving with prayer. It is the path appointed of those that fear God. They shall come. Oh, the blessedness of it. Oh, we would that it might be that also opened up unto us. They shall come, yea, all flesh shall come. And he that cometh, the Lord declares, yea, to the comfort of his people, he will not cast out. Now, praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion. I speak in all simplicity. I would speak with profound reverence. But does the psalmist here indicate Oh, there's so much that he would acknowledge in God's mercy. And yet, whilst it's right, yea, acceptable, to make mention, oh, is that necessity? I speak so in simplicity of the vent being opened. And that needed grace be afforded. As such, behold the wonders that are found in Christ. Praise waiteth. Is silent, the margin renders it. Is silent before thee. Unto thee shall the vow be performed. There is that word. Some of us walk through it. They shall be willing in the day of his power. A dear friend at home often speaks of those days of the Son of Man here upon earth. Those times when under the ministry she hath received the hand of the Lord and she hath rejoiced. Oh, praise waiteth for thee. O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. Whether there be one here that hath spoken under the exercise of even those terrible things in righteousness, hath said before the Lord that this they would do, if but that he might be pleased so to bless them. May they not forget that when the Lord is pleased to hear that prayer and send that blessing, they have spoken, and unto him the vow shall be performed. I draw the bow at a venture. I seek grace to continue these words which have been laid upon one spirit. O thou that hearest prayer. There is in this declaration, oh, such a sense of the majesty of heaven, of the blessedness of that provision in Christ Jesus, the mediator betwixt God and man, that way wherein God is just, a just God and a Saviour. O thou that hearest prayer, it strikes one in this way. O thou that hearest prayer, the psalmist could attest to those prayers heard and answered, and so to encourage Zion to proclaim of the goodness of Zion's King. He speaks in this way, gives this title as it were. I cannot recollect of any other portion in Scripture that addresses or names the God of Israel in such a way. O thou that hearest prayer. And says that Christ is God, I can avouch. For I have prayed to him as such, and he has heard my prayers. O thou that hearest prayer. 'Tis a grief, one says, I could not bear. Didst thou not hear and answer prayer? And so, in our little measure, Oh, can we join here with the psalmist and address the God of heaven and earth, venture upon Christ, trusting in his merits, his atoning blood, his righteousness, that imputed righteousness, and venture to the footstool of mercy. Make it a prayer. Oh, thou that hearest prayer, hear me. Attend unto my cry. Have compassion upon me in my need. Oh, thou that hearest prayer. Whence is it so? Where grace ferments within, there will be, there must be, humility. Where the Spirit works, Christ revealed in any measure, oh, there will be that consciousness of the unworthiness of the one who prays. We look for it. Oh, it rejoices our heart when we behold that humble venturing before the Lord. It jars our spirit, causes concern to hear that spoken, which is nigh unto the Pharisees, so-called in the prayer. Oh, may the Lord keep us from those influences abroad and help us, oh, in our approaches unto God, unto thee, oh, thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. I feel we must somewhat come to this first. All flesh, they shall come. And then as the Lord may help us, we are dependent upon that leading of God's Holy Spirit. May it be, oh, that we might trace out a little how that these, included in this word, all flesh, as they come under that constraint of the Spirit. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causeth to approach unto God. May there be some comfort gleaned, found amongst that circle, even that number, a number that no man can number, yet the remnant, the little ones of this earth, yet they that are favoured to draw nigh unto God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto thee shall all flesh come. I sought, I begged, oh, for the Spirit's leading, guidance, as to how we might proclaim of this word. I see somewhat here of God's intent for the Gentile church. The Jews, having received, oh, so much of Israel's God, steeped in their tradition, did consider all others as heathens, as of the world. But as we know, as recorded in Scripture, and oh, how, what cause we have to be thankful that the gospel is proclaimed unto the Gentiles also. This, I believe, is couched in these words. The gospel shall be proclaimed. That is what caused one to read the portion in Colossians. The word of God, it shall be proclaimed. Greek, Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Cornelius, was instructed to send men to Joppa, to one Simon. Peter, knowing nothing of the circumstances, was prepared of God to receive instruction. Those prejudices which had so afflicted him and the Jews, and do to this day in great measure, those things the Lord attended to and showed his servant that what God had made clean, he was not to consider unclean. You have a remarkable instance wherein it is revealed, even to that household in Caesarea, of Israel's God, a Gentile. Have we not cause, as Gentiles we are, of returning thanks unto the Lord for his goodness in sending the gospel even to our shores? What greater cause have we to acknowledge wherein we have been brought under the sound of the gospel? Shall all flesh come? I believe this includes Jew and Gentile, the uncircumcision and those of the circumcision, the bond, the free, the Scythian. And so there is that embracing, not of all the world, but of these from every part of the universe, every tribe, kindred and tongue, and they shall come. They shall come. It is God's appointment. There's his work. What saith he? I will work, and who shall let it? They shall come. All flesh. Yea, of every strata of society, and though it hath pleased God in the main to call those, the weak, the foolish, the poor and needy of this earth, not many noble, not many amongst those in high positions, not any, but these that are bound up in that bundle of life, they shall come. I see thus this word here in that light. Unto thee shall all these, they shall come. And this, and in this is the comfort of Zion. The mothers and fathers in Israel, as they watch o'er their offspring. Grandparents and parents alike, and they that have the young upon their heart. The Lord's purpose of grace, it will be fulfilled. They shall come. And how shall they come? Friends, it'll be with weeping and with supplication. Will I lead them? They shall come. Consider the such conditions that we are in as a little denomination. Take up the language of Nehemiah in his day. Thou seest the distress that we are in. But the Lord declares, it comes like this, oh, I trust given of the Spirit of God. We are bidden to observe the ordinance of the Lord's Supper till he come. Oh, surely then we detect 'tis the purpose of God that there shall be those that shall come, yea, from every corner of the earth, from every kindred, tribe and tongue, yea, even the outcasts of Israel, even those feelingly afar off and destitute, they shall come. A constraint shall be laid upon them. Unto thee, thou that hearest prayer, they shall come. Make known their requests unto thee. How spake Nehemiah when, accosted by the earthly monarch, for what dost thou make request? I often think of those words. So I prayed unto the God of heaven, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. It is appointed. The path is revealed. God, a holy, holy, majestic, powerful God, yet in Christ Jesus, we see, oh, we see a God of love. The Lord Jesus Christ, oh, we would speak of him. Come as has been desired in the singing of the hymn. Come even to Gethsemane and to Calvary. Realizing our lost, ruined condition, our wretchedness, our poverty, our shame. Does this preclude such from venturing to the footstool of mercy? I venture to say, 'tis that which is required, 'tis that which God hath appointed, that they shall come in this way unto he that heareth prayer. The prayer of the destitute bends down his ear and hearkens unto those broken petitions. Have you not proved it so? Unto thee shall all flesh come. There's that venturing upon Christ. Satan would have us come not because of our sins. He would suggest and doth, you're too black, you're unholy, you've no right, no lot, or part in these things. Friends, if you tarry to your better, you'll never come at all. Never at all. To this man will I look. To him that is of a broken and contrite spirit and trembleth at my word, they shall come. Oh, these are they whom the Lord will bring in that way. What way? Christ. Through Christ. That path. What path? That path which no fowl knoweth, which the vulture's eye hath not seen, that humble way, that lowly path of or fulfilled it like this, just passed her over upon the bended knees. And the cry from the heart is for mercy. They shall come, yea, all flesh, these from those differing parts. Think of it even as concerning the Jews in returning unto their own land. The promise is they shall come unto their own borders. We read of the mountains of Israel. I recollect how, when favored some years ago now to visit Israel, even the very last day, the last hour or so of the day, ere we departed, I saw a little book. I laid hold upon it. It said it had was titled this, The Mountains of Israel. I thought, oh, this will be interesting. This could be instructive. But when I got it home and opened it and read a little of it, I found it was concerning the prophecies as spoken of in the book of Ezekiel, the prophecy of Ezekiel. They shall come unto their own borders, those mountains of Israel. I found it very instructive. Friends, there's prophecies yet to be fulfilled. Many, I do believe, are being fulfilled even before our very eyes. If we could, but thus we watch tremblingly as to those events in Israel and the surrounding countries. They shall come. It is recorded now that there shall be even those of the Jews. And I see here in this psalm, how that the psalmist had that great concern for his fellow countrymen. Though they rejected Christ, and yet there was in the prophets of old, in the psalmist's heart, that desire, as was with the apostle Paul himself. He would wish himself accursed. We speak carefully. I see the Spirit of Christ in those words. Oh, how he longed for the salvation of that people, his own countrymen. And I feel to relate this even to our little denomination in its low, low state. Oh, is there not that burden? Is there not that care? Oh, is there not that which weighs heavy upon the spirit of those that fear God? We cannot compromise, nor would we. We seek the glory of God and ask, oh, we plead, that there may be that wrought, yea, in that which is done for the glory of God. These words, they have laid upon my spirit of late. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. And this, whatsoever ye do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Oh, to know more of that Spirit. But here we have this declaration. What is the purpose? Bringing it before you. God alone is his interpreter, his own interpreter. We have to say iniquities prevail against us. They prevail on every hand. Yet, our transgressions, there is a measure of faith here, purged. The psalmist was not here in the very depths, but he was, to speak this word of encouragement. as concerning thy that should yet come, and come in that way the Lord hath appointed. Now Christ is the mediator. It is he that stands between, in garments dyed in blood. Oh, tis he. Tis he instead of me, one says. You see, when I approach to God, rich provision, the righteousness, the imputed righteousness of Christ, there's the way. The sin's atoning blood, there's the provision. It's not to be found in any other. It's unto thee, thou that hearest prayer. The Lord Jesus Christ walked that path of prayer. Of times we read of him upon those mountains alone during the night seasons. He communed with his Father. Oh, I think of those words they go. I will that they also, friend, we have the confirmation of the words here. I will, as man he prayed, as God he willed. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. Then, oh, we stay a moment and consider what this entailed. Even Gethsemane, the sufferings there at the hands of sinful men, the agonies of his soul, the anguish there. Now is my soul troubled, exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. We see Jesus made a little lower than the angels for the sufferings of death. But consider, oh, consider in what those things meant when we think of those sufferings of his holy soul for thee, for thee, unto thee, the suffering Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, the mediator, the one that hath opened up that way of prayer, that blood-sprinkled path. Unto thee shall all flesh come. O thou that hearest prayer. Now where are you this morning? And where am I? I feel to stumble, but oh, I feel this burden upon my spirit. To whom else can we go? Friends, in your afflictions, in your troubles, with your burdens, Zion, the church of the living God, the family concerns, the depth of those burdens, the Lord alone knows. We come closer still. Where are you this morning? We come closer still. The exercise of your own soul before God. Unto thee shall all flesh, they shall come. I say, how is it? Burdened with your sins, troubled with your iniquities, can ever God dwell here in such an heart as mine? Oh, this wretched, wretched heart. I went once to a house of prayer for Lord's Day service, and I felt, I really felt, There was no other word in Scripture that I could take but that of Jacob's cry, that to thee shall all flesh come. Jacob's cry, all these things are against me. And I truly felt it. And we have time since. But on that particular occasion, I entered the vestry, and there up on the wall was a little motto. Oh, the text framed. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. My captivity was turned. Friends, we need this power of God. A willingness in that power. Nothing. I just speak even at our prayer meeting. I nothing have. I nothing am. Nothing do I deserve. My all is bound up in the Lamb. Yet having nothing, these, they have the throne of grace. Said the apostle, having nothing yet, having all things and abounding. Friends, such is the provision of the gospel. It's nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. Unto thee shall all flesh come. O thou, is there not a plea couched in the declaration? Thou art he who doth hear and answer prayer. And now, in this present circumstance, trying as it is, terrible things in righteousness, fearful and afraid, it is I, saith the Lord, be not afraid. Unto thee shall, they shall come. Yea, they shall come in their need. They shall come with their afflictions. They shall open their heart before the Lord in prayer. They shall pour out of those complaints. Complain. We may complain to God. But oh, may we be preserved from complaining of God and his dealings with us. Unto thee it is appointed. They shall come. And can Satan hinder them? Try as he doth, determinate as he is. Yet, oh yet, their foe can't boast of much. That drives thee to the throne of grace. They shall come. They shall come. Opposed they will be. What do these feeble Jews? Or the cries of those that opposed Nehemiah. What do these feeble Jews? Even a fox come upon that wall. It shall be, it shall fall. Oh, such was the sarcasm. Such was that despicable way in which they spake. Friends, they'd forgotten one thing. May we never forget this. The God of Israel. Oh, thou that hearest prayer, and thus from those very depths, still his ear is open unto their cry. Have you not proved it so? In darkness and blackness of soul and spirit. What saith the psalmist? He remembereth us. When God remembers, it is not that he hath forgotten, but it is that it is his appointed time to appear. He remembereth us in our lowest state. What and why? For his mercy. Sweet to him increasingly precious. His mercy, it endureth forever. Hannah was beset with Peninnah's words that almost brought her unto despair. She was accounted e'en a daughter of Belial. Count me not a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my grief have I spoken. Hitherto she came. They shall come. They shall come. And ere long, oh friend, may this be some comfort. Those of you today in those low places, you feel you cannot pray. The Lord hath declared they shall. By his grace they will. Constrained by that divine power, pleading the precious merits of Christ, his sin atoning blood, his imputed righteousness, they shall come. Let Satan say what he will, they shall come and make known their requests unto him. And he is that God that lives in heaven above, who answers the prayers of his people. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. And Naomi may leave Bethlehem on account of the famine, go down into Moab, but not forgotten of her God. Oh, terrible things. Terrible things she endured. Heart-rending path of sorrow and tribulation. There was that spoken or recorded in one of our magazines of late. How that it is certain when any go through the hedge, the serpent will bite them. Friends, it is so in spiritual things. And blessed be God, it is this chastening, it is this causing such to look again unto God's holy temple that results in this venturing. To whom else, said the dear disciple of the Lord, to whom else? There's none other resource, none other help, none other hope, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. O thou, seems something, oh, something exceedingly majestic, something, oh, couched in these words, which causeth one to stand with awe and yet to view with admiration, oh, the wonders of God's grace, that he should attend unto the cry of the destitute, that he should hearken. He doth hearken. He doth hear. And in hearing, in his own time and way, he sends down those answers of peace. Come then, poor sinner. Oh, it is to such, these addressed here, these to whom this declaration, oh, it is like a banner is going forth into the battle. Unfurled, lifted high. The captain calls thee, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. They shall come. Yea, they shall come. Not an hoof shall be left behind. And has the Lord caused this? Has the Lord caused that to come? Oh, I speak in broken language, I know. I fail in so much. But I see here, oh, some encouragement. The Lord is he that doth hear and answer prayer. And whatever the state and condition, it is not beyond that which he can attend unto. Bring him unto me, was his word to that poor father bring him. The disciples, they could not. Why so? This kind goeth not out, but by much prayer and fasting. Bring him. Bring him unto me. Another. She is not dead, but sleepeth. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Venture on him with all your trials, with all your cares. How we need to hearken unto this instruction of divine truth. He is ready. He ready stands to save you. Oh, come, poor sinner. These are the invitation of the gospel. These are they to whom we can extend by the Spirit. Oh, these gracious invitations of God's word. We cannot offer, nor would we, cannot offer the gospel. 'Tis the Spirit. Oh, that so constrained, may you be subject to that Spirit, the blessed Spirit of God. May he help you in your infirmities. May he reveal unto you, oh, the blessedness of the throne of grace, a sanctuary unto which you may continually resource, a place of refuge, a place of safety. There, oh, there he calls thee, while these calamities abound. He calls thee, as the hen calleth her brood, under her wings, until these calamities be overpast. We leave these few broken thoughts with you. O thou, the God of heaven and earth, through Christ Jesus, the God who hears and answers prayer, O thou, that here is prayer unto thee shall all flesh come. Yea, iniquities prevail against us. Our transgressions are such, but Jesus came not to call the righteous, but sinners unto repentance.
Collections last Lord's Day were £700, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Cornford next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 1107, when some sweet promise warms our heart and cheers us under every care. It is the Spirit's gracious part to take that word and fix it there. Hymn 1107.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.